Welcome to this podcast for St. Peter's Church Greenhill, as we seek to become loving, witnessing, and growing people.
Hiya. Hiya. Right, take my glasses off so I can't see anybody, but I can see what I've written. Yeah, I love that story. And I love how it links in with the other readings that we've heard in Mark's Gospel. For those that you have been here, we've been going through Mark's Gospel and looking at the different stories in it. And it's kind of like we've been led, like the disciples, on a journey of discovery of who Jesus is and what his ministry is all about and what it means to follow him. But it's like this reading here in Blind Bartimaeus, it brings it all together. And it shows us what it means to follow him. And it shows us what the perfect example of faith is. So it's great. Because it's been a difficult journey for the disciples along the way. You know, they were expecting a different kind of Messiah. And Jesus isn't this warrior Messiah that they thought that he was going to be, coming with bloodthirsty sort of revenge and, you know, coming to set them free from their oppressors. Jesus taught them a new way of looking at the Old Testament. It got him crucified. Jesus taught them so many sort of difficult things. Jesus challenges us so much. He shows us a kingdom of built on mercy and compassion and hope. And the disciples have had to learn a lot about the first being last, loving your enemy, giving up your possessions. They've heard that Jesus is going to suffer. They've seen nature miracles, feeding miracles, healing miracles. All these challenges just thrown at them. Jesus has shown that he's got ultimate power, that he is king. Yet he's also the suffering servant. He's both man and God. And even at this point in the gospel, just before Jesus rides triumphantly into Jerusalem, the disciples still find it hard to grasp who Jesus is and what that means. But Bartimaeus gets it. He's this blind beggar sitting on the gates of Jericho. Not on the gates, at the gates. And he'll have heard about this Jesus. And he'll have probably thought to himself, oh, who is this guy? You know, what are people saying about him? Which is kind of what we thought about in Mark 8, when Jesus said, who do people say I am? So he'll have probably thought, who is he? And he won't have seen all the miracles, because he's blind, like, but he will have heard of the miracles of Jesus. And he will have known about the prophecies in Isaiah as well. So he'll have thought, this Jesus is going around giving sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, raising the dead back to life, and bringing hope of salvation to the poor and the broken. And he's put all of this together, and he knew who Jesus was. The Son of David, the long-awaited Messiah. Bartimaeus had heard enough to give him hope. And he put all of his faith in Jesus. And now Jesus is here with this big procession of people. And Bartimaeus is excited. Something's going to change for him. And he just knows it can with Jesus. So he calls out at the top of his voice, Son of David, have mercy on me and heal me. He knows who Jesus is. And he's not going to let the crowd put him off. He doesn't think, oh, there's just too many people. I'll just plod on, blind forever. No hope for me then. And we can all do that sometimes, can't we? We can all be a bit apathetic, let's be honest. But there's a message in here. Have faith. Faith, the assurance of things that are hoped for. And there's a solution. Call out to Jesus. And Bartimaeus keeps calling out. This one little voice of a blind beggar on the outskirts of the city, the margins of society, he keeps calling out. And there's all these people in the crowd that are telling him off for making a fuss. And I wonder why. Why weren't they calling for Jesus to come too? Maybe they wanted Jesus all to themselves. Maybe they were putting themselves first and not wanting some lousy blind beggar to stop this procession or take any of Jesus' power away from them. But Jesus hears him. And Jesus hears you. Even through the noise and the rabble and the busyness and the chaos of life, Jesus hears you. And he calls you to him. So keep focused on Jesus. And don't listen to the crowd when they're trying to stop you. Because you're called to stand apart from the crowd. Jesus is big enough to clear that crowd away and make a path for you to get to him. Probably won't be a straight path because there's always a lot of learning to do along the way. But Jesus can clear the crowd and make it a path to him. He does call you and says, come to me. So Jesus calls Bartimaeus and he says to the people, call him to me. And now the crowds kind of change. And they're like, ooh, Jesus is calling. Quick, get up, have courage. Come on, Jesus is calling. So it kind of makes you think, is the crowd fickle? And one minute they were saying, oh, just be quiet. And then the next minute, oh, actually, Jesus says you better come, so you better come. Or were there two lots of people in the crowd? And that's made me think, especially when the Amazing Grace was playing then, it made me think, this week for me has been like crazy. It's been a really difficult, stressful week where I have not had 2 minutes to myself. It's just been insane. And I felt as if the crowd has been closing in on me a little bit. And it's been like, oh gosh, how can I focus on Jesus when I've got all of this bombardment? But then there was another crowd, and that crowd's in my church family, and they're saying to me, actually, have courage, stop, come to Jesus, call on him, because he will hear you. And he did hear me, and managed to get this done. So all good. So let's not be the crowd that's fickle. Let's not be the crowd that stops people coming to Jesus. Let's be firm in our faith and let's stand apart. Let's not shush people because of their place in society or the way that they dress or even just because you don't like what they're saying. Let's see people as Jesus does, worthy image bearers of God. Because it's Jesus that makes us clean, clothes us in righteousness, helps us hear a new song and to see clearly. And his grace is sufficient and his compassion is for everyone. And also, don't let any opposition silence you. Be persistent and pray without ceasing and have faith and Jesus will hear you. But now the story, I love this because it gets even better. So Jesus is called Bartimaeus, and the crowd said to him, oh yeah, come on, you can come along, you can see him, he's calling you. And Bartimaeus, even before he gets to Jesus, he throws off his beggar's cloak. Even before he gets there, he just whips it off, don't need this anymore. And that reminded me of the stories that we've previously read as well. He's not like the rich man who found it hard to give stuff away. He's not saying, oh, but I like my coat, I'm going to keep hold of it. Bartimaeus just gets rid. He knows what he needs is Jesus. He knows he's going to be transformed, so he just throws off his beggar's cloak because that is not what defines him anymore. Everything will change when Jesus heals him. His sight will be restored, his emotional and financial well-being will improve. He'll have a place in society. He's made whole. He's not going to need his raggedy old cloak anymore. And there's so much excitement going on here. There's this huge crowd, Bartimaeus shouting for Jesus, Jesus saying, come on over here, Bartimaeus hurling off his cloak, and then Jesus speaks to him. And when Jesus speaks, it's kind of, in all this excitement and chaos, it just feels calm when Jesus speaks. We're going to read the passage again in a minute from a different translation. And when we do, I want you to just put yourself in the story and See how you feel when Jesus speaks. See if you feel that calm as well. Because Jesus isn't like, you know, oh, yo, come over here, come and see what I can do. I can heal the blind and all this kind of business. Because that's not what Jesus is about. He came to serve. And he asks calmly, compassionately, what do you want me to do for you? And this is the same question that he asked James and John after he'd spoken to them about his death and resurrection. And they wanted some kind of position. They wanted some kind of recognition of who they were. But Bartimaeus isn't after any power or prestige. He just simply says, please, let me see again. And here again, we've got another parallel with previous readings. In Mark 8, Jesus restored the sight of a blind man. But that was a two-way process. And it kind of shows us about this journey that I mentioned earlier. At first, there's partial sight that kind of goes with the partial sight and the understanding of the disciples. And just before that healing as well, Jesus had said to his disciples, you've got eyes, yet you still don't see. So many of us have got eyes, yet we still don't see. But now in chapter 10, we've got Bartimaeus. And his perfect faith and recognition of Jesus heals his sight immediately. And he's told to go in peace, his sight restored, whole, saved, healed, delivered. And at once he began to follow Jesus, walking down the road with him. And you know, I bet he walked all the way to the cross and carried on following Jesus. So Mark takes us from this partial, not quite getting it of Jesus' ministry and what it means to follow him, to Bartimaeus showing us that in a world of confusion and misunderstanding of who Jesus is, belief in him brings hope and faith that Jesus rescues us and helps us to see and leads us to follow him and walk with him along the way of the cross. So I think it's important that we look at our own journeys of faith and to recognise that there are times when we're blind to God's grace that's all around us and we don't always see it and we don't always see the beauty in creation or we can't see that we are actually all made in the image of God, from bishop to blind beggar. So do you recognise yourself in any of the roles or the characters in this reading? Or any of the readings that have come before it in Mark's Gospel? At times, do you hold fast to Jesus with an unwavering faith and you give up anything and everything for him? Or do you sometimes feel a bit like that rich man and don't really want to let go of stuff? At times, do you pass on that gift of grace given by Jesus? Sometimes you might help lead people to Christ and encourage them and say, come and see. And sometimes you might not be able to see others as image bearers of God. And like the crowd, you unwittingly keep them blind because your own blindness stops you from seeing their worth. So we'll just read the passage again. I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation. I think it's good to have different translations sometimes. So I'll just read it again. And just think where you are in this story. What's your faith journey like? Where are you now, and what can you do? So when Jesus and his disciples had passed through Jericho, a large crowd joined them. Upon leaving the village, they met a blind beggar sitting on the side of the road named Timai, the son of Timai. And when he heard that Jesus from Nazareth was passing by, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me now. In my affliction, heal me. And those in the crowd were indignant and scolded him for making so much of a disturbance. But he kept on shouting with all his might, Son of David, have mercy, heal me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him to me. So they went to the blind man and they said, oh, have courage, get up, Jesus is calling you. So he threw off his beggar's cloak, he jumped up and he made his way to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the man replied, my master, please, let me see again. Jesus responded, "Your faith heals you. Go in peace with your sight restored." And all at once the man's eyes opened and he could see again, and he began at once to follow Jesus, walking down the road with him. So where did you find yourself? And I wonder where the readings in Mark's Gospel have brought you to. And does your journey with Christ sometimes feel challenging and confusing? Well, that's okay. Faithfully ask God to open your eyes. The disciples asked a lot of questions, and Jesus gives them and us a lot to think about. So call out to Jesus and let your trust in God be based on faithful questioning to help you come to the truth. Seek him and you will find him, and he will hear you. Ask faithful questions. Join a small group. But don't be blind in your belief, because that's a dangerous place to be. And don't be put off by the noise of the crowd. Faith should be rooted in compassion, not fear, in hope, not rituals. So let's learn from these readings. And let's be carried on a journey that will challenge us and shape us and make us whole. Listen out for Jesus asking you what you need. And then ask to see more clearly and follow Jesus and walk down the road with him. Let's just pray. Jesus, you came to serve and proclaim good news to the poor, to free us and give sight to the blind. We pray that you will grow us and heal us on our journeys of faith. Call us to you, Lord, and open our eyes. Help us to live justly and be brave, to love mercy and have hope, and to walk humbly with you, trusting your guidance and love along the way. Amen.